Hey there, welcome back to the show. I want you to grab something warm to drink, pull your chair a little bit closer, and let's just talk about Christmas. And I'm not talking about the version that started in July at the grocery store or Walmart, but the one that actually matters and the one that can still change everything if we let it.
Silence, hearts were far apart, wandering lost in shadows cold and dark. A star rose in Bethlehem's night sky to guide the weary homeward by and by. Oh, come, let us gather, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Christ the Lord draws us near, finding one another here in the light of his birth. Love conquers fear. The shepherds hasten, leaving fields behind. The wise men journey. Treasures in their mind, all drawn together by his holy light, in manger lowly ending endless night. Oh, come, let us gather, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to near, finding one another here in the light of his birth. Love conquers.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but every December, I feel like I'm riding a runaway sled. There's lights, there's lists, the credit card swipes, the parties, the perfect Instagram shots of perfectly wrapped presents under a very perfect tree. And then somewhere right around December 23rd, you collapse on the couch and you think, did I even get a taste of Christmas this year, or did I just survive it? We have all felt it, the pressure to outdo last year, or the friends or the family to make sure the gifts are bigger and better. And, we have like this little competition with our neighbors who can give each other the best neighbor gift. And then you've got Pinterest that is just sending you all of these crazy things that you must do to make memories with your family. More lights, bigger gifts, louder everything. And in the middle of everything, we have slowly and unintentionally crowded the manger right out of the story. So today, let's do something radical. Let's walk back through the noise, past the checkout lines and the shopping deadlines, and just see if we can find ourselves kneeling again, looking through the straw at a baby who didn't come to this earth to be impressed by us, but to rescue us. Let's just say it out loud, guys. Christmas has been hijacked. And it's not necessarily by bad people, it's mostly by good people who love their families and they want to create that magic. But we're trying to manufacture wonder with our wallets instead of just receiving that wonder as the gift that is Christmas. I read today that the average American family is going to spend over $2,000 on Christmas this year. $2,000. The average American family is four people. That's what they consider. Mom, dad, two kids. And they're going to spend over $2,000 on Christmas for those four people. And surveys keep showing the same things. The more that we spend, the less satisfied that we feel when it's over. We have taken a story about God becoming poor so that we could become rich in him into a story about us trying to look rich so everyone else thinks we're doing great. And here is the heartbreak. Our kids feel it too. They see the frenzy and they learn very early on that love becomes measured in price tags and sparkle. And then when they're 30, they're going to be exhausted by Christmas for all the same reasons that we are right now. Now, this isn't about guilting anyone. I am completely guilty of this phenomenon. I want everything to be big and loud and special, magical. Lots of lights, lots of sparkle. I want to feel like my kids are happy and that they got everything that they wanted, and even some things that they didn't ask for or they did, didn't know that they wanted. And it's really just becoming like a wake-up call. Because the good news is that we can stop this. We actually can. The manger is still there. It's still waiting, completely uninterested in our performance and only interested in our hearts and our souls. So I want to give you guys four practical, doable ways to slow the sled down and quiet the noise and rediscover the true spirit of Christmas. And none of these require you to become Amish unless you really want to. But they just will allow you to find a little bit of that feeling that you're searching for. Okay, the first is to declare an enough day. This is kind of gaining in popularity. You pick one day and you declare it an enough day. So there's no shopping, no decorating, no planning. You already have enough. On this day, you simply enjoy what's already in your home and in your life. You can light candles, you can make cookies with whatever you have in the pantry. You can read the Christmas story out loud, tell your kids, today we celebrate that Jesus is enough, so we don't have to buy or do one more thing today. The mindset that we have enough is revolutionary, especially in today's jam-packed world of the lie that is social media. Because all we see on social media is the perfect moments, the edited, the photoshopped, the we had a freaking crappy day, but this one moment was really great. And so we're gonna post that, and then everybody's gonna see it, and everybody's gonna want to replicate it. We have enough. We don't need one more thing. Now, the second thing is to take the amount that you budgeted for, like cousin gifts, coworker gifts, that person out there that you barely know, the neighbors that you really don't get along with, but you gotta give them a Christmas gift because that's what you do. Take that money and put it into a manger fund. And then do something with it that brings you closer to Jesus Christ. Go pick an ornament off an angel tree and help someone, or donate it to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Donate it to the Light the World little kiosks that are popping up all over the place in major cities. You can buy a goat for a family in Africa, which is literally life-changing for that family for about $60. So take that money that you would uselessly spend on something to try and keep up appearances and actually bring yourself closer to Jesus Christ. And then tell your kids why you're doing that, because they'll remember that and it will stick with them. The third thing is to shrink the celebration to grow the meaning that we've been taught. We have heard our whole lives, go big or go home. Jesus says the exact opposite. Start small and return to me. So pick one big tradition that actually feeds your soul, and then let the rest go without apology, without guilt. Maybe for you, that's zoo lights with hot chocolate or driving around singing carols. Maybe it's Christmas Eve candlelight service, midnight mass. Protect that one thing fiercely that is important to you. And say no to everything that competes with it. A smaller Christmas is a deeper Christmas. And every single day of Advent, try to do something, create a 2-minute manger moment. Something for 2 minutes, meditation, read the Christmas story, just be together as a family and just sit in silence. One of my favorite things to do as a little girl was to sneak out of my bedroom at night and go and look at the Christmas tree, at the lights on the tree. And I could just sit there and stare forever. And that has become like this crazy, like, I love Christmas lights and I just want to go see all of the Christmas lights that I possibly can, which, nowadays people don't really decorate like they used to, so it's not really a thing anymore. But, you literally can just sit in silence and look at the lights and absorb the light and the feeling of peace that you get. And then read a short scripture from the Christmas story, get an Advent book, read a quote, 2 minutes. That's all it takes. You'll reground yourself. You'll feel that peace and that love, and you'll find that feeling that is missing. If you are listening right now and you're already tired, I just want to speak to you for 30 seconds, like I'm a friend who's sitting across the kitchen table for you. You don't have to earn Christmas. You don't have to outdo last year's, and you don't have to feel guilty for not doing that. You don't have to feel guilty for letting go of things that are not as important as other things. Your tree doesn't have to look like it came out of a magazine. You don't even have to set up a tree. I recommend setting up a tree and being able to look at the Christmas lights. But your kids aren't going to love you any less if you get them less. You know, most of the stuff, my husband and I have really been kind of discussing and talking about things this week. And a lot of things really just get lost in the wrapping paper. You know, you're all sitting around and you're opening gifts, and all of a sudden there's just this like wrapping paper disaster, and there's stuff just lost under the wrapping paper. And you don't need to feel guilty if you don't buy all of the presents and the popular toy and the popular game and, you know, whatever color is in that year. And, you know, you don't have to feel like you have to do all of this every single year. If you have a Christmas party, your family doesn't need a charcuterie board that takes you 6 hours to throw together and 30 minutes for them to tear apart. The angels didn't show up to the palace with a 50-piece orchestra. They literally showed up in a field to a bunch of minimum-wage shepherds and they said, "Good news. Good news. Unto you is born this day a savior, which is Christ the Lord." And all people includes exhausted people. All people includes those people whose house isn't ready, who didn't buy all of the gifts, who didn't put themselves out for Christmas. All people includes you. Right now, you, exactly as you are. So maybe this is the year that you stop trying to throw the perfect Christmas and you let Christmas throw itself at you. Because 2,000 years ago, love didn't wait for us to get ready, it just showed up in the middle of the mess, wrapped in rags, sleeping in a cave, in a feeding trough for animals. And he is still doing it. He is still showing up in the middle of our mess. He is still accepting us just as we are. He is still wanting for us to come experience the peace of the manger without the chaos of the commercialized holiday that businesses have capitalized on. So, if you choose to accept it, here's your assignment. Tonight, before you go to bed, do one small thing that moves you one step closer to the manger. Light a single candle and read Luke 2. Text a friend and say, "I'm going to simplify Christmas this year. You should too." Put $20 in an envelope for someone who needs it more than Amazon does. Because the world doesn't need a bigger Christmas, it needs a truer Christmas. And you, my friend, are exactly the person to give the world that gift. So from my home to yours, I pray that you find yourself at the manger this year, and that the little Lord Jesus, who had no crib for his bed, will make a quiet and warm home inside your tired heart. Merry Christmas.